You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Back to more of Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome into an Atlanta Soccer Tonight special here on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app, the Off the Woodwork podcast series. I'm Jason Longshore, and we're getting ready for the Premier League Summer Series doubleheader at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Just about a week away, and we're catching up with somebody that many of you know very, very well here in Atlanta. And we'll talk about his affiliation with West Ham, Jack Collison. Jack, what have you been up to lately?
Hey, Jace, how are you? It's funny, I'm actually in Singapore with a lot of the ex-West Ham players at the moment playing in a tournament, which is good. Getting a little bit of time to breathe and then obviously ready to go back and kind of get into it. But really excited for the summer series and obviously for me in particular with that affinity with Atlanta as a city and obviously knowing the stadium and the club so well and obviously West Ham as well, my team, and so many great memories with them. So it ties in nicely. So really looking forward to this upcoming couple of weeks, to be honest.
Let everybody know what you've been up to here in Atlanta since coming back to town.
Yeah, so back in town, working over with Southern Soccer Academy at the moment. So some really exciting stuff going on there. Obviously we spoke not too long ago and making some good progress towards sort of our goals and objectives as a group. And yeah, it's been great just to be around it, and obviously you know what Atlanta's like. It's a hotbed for soccer, isn't it? So to kind of be in and around it as much as possible is great. And I mean, it's been phenomenal with obviously the Club World Cup going on, the summer series, and then obviously next summer with the World Cup coming, it's just a really exciting time to be around the city and to be able to feel that buzz as well.
With everything going on that you're doing, it's been a wild summer with soccer in Atlanta so far. Have you had a chance to take all of it in lately?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, I've managed to get to quite a few games, which has obviously been really positive. Seeing some of the best players in the world has obviously been fantastic. And I think it was a real insight kind of into what's to come next year for the World Cup. Look at the way the stadium was set up. You look at just the mix of people at the games and that. It was a really exciting time. And obviously with the Premier League teams coming in or the EPL teams coming in, in a couple of weeks, I think it's a real sort of steady build to obviously what's to come next year.
Yeah, the summer series is an awesome capstone kind of to the summer here in Atlanta of soccer. How much are you looking forward to West Ham being at Mercedes-Benz Stadium to face Bournemouth?
No, I think for me, as you said, I was at West Ham over 10 years as a player and as a coach later on in life. So obviously West Ham holds a very special place in my heart, and it's obviously my team I live for back home. So to be able to kind of share the incredible stadium with some of these incredible fans is really good. And I tell you what's really interesting now, obviously as a player, you're in that bubble. But since I've retired, to be able to go and do some of the ambassador work around it and actually meet the fans and obviously the fan groups. I know the Atlanta Ironworks are looking forward to it. But with over 40 fan groups in particular just in the US, it's really, really growing. And I think the real eye-opening thing is how insightful these US fans are about West Ham and how much knowledge they know. So for them to be able to get to see their superstars up close and personal is great. For me to be able to welcome not only my team but some really good friends as well to the city is really exciting. And I think when you look at the Mercedes-Benz, it's probably one of the most iconic stadiums in the world. So it really is set to be an incredible game, and hopefully it's a great day all around for everyone.
I'm assuming a lot of folks who are coming over for this, whether with the club or fans, are hitting you up for some local insights on Atlanta.
Yeah, I've had a few restaurant bookings already, so no, having that insider knowledge is obviously great. So no, look, as I said, for me, there's a lot of people still working at the club now who were working there when I was there, so to be able to kind of give them an insight into how life is great. And for me, it's really exciting as well, because my two little girls probably didn't get to see me play too much. My eldest did, but my youngest hasn't. So to be able to take them to the game as well, and to get them to get that feel of West Ham, because obviously we watch all the games at home on the TV on a weekend. So for them to actually go and see a game live and hopefully meet some of the superstars as well, and obviously a stadium they're very, very comfortable in and have been to lots of time, it really is set to be a perfect mix. And I think the exciting thing for me now as a fan is to see the work that Graham Potter's going to be able to do over pre-season is massive, because obviously it's tough coming in midway through a season, I think, for any manager. And you could see some really pleasing signs, certainly towards the back end of the season against some of the bigger clubs in particular. So to now see sort of his imprint and how he wants to play and how he wants to go about things is going to be really exciting. And to see a couple of new signings, and for me as well, the young boys they've got coming through, do you know what I mean? The likes of Lewis Orford, George Erfy, these kind of kids who have been in and around it, Kaelin Casey, to see if one of them can really sort of stake a claim for a regular spot in Graham Potter's team is really exciting. So I'm looking forward to it, and as you said, it's great that they're going to be in my backyard and I get to show them a bit of Atlanta at the same time.
It's silly season and you're going to have roster moves for a little while in August, but how do you feel like the squad is shaping up for the upcoming season?
Yeah, I think he's shaping up really well, and I think the great thing about Graham Potter and why he's such a good fit for West Ham, he will give the young boys an opportunity. And we saw it last year with obviously Ollie Scholes coming in and doing such a good job. I think his performance away at Arsenal was just absolutely incredible. So it'd be interesting to see if one or two of them can get in and around it. And I think some of the guys who feel as though they underperform, but feel as they could do a little bit more, your full proofs and guys like this, it's going to be a big year for them. And I think if you look at the way Jarrod Bowen played last year, when it was bad, when it was good, he's going to look to continue that form. So it's really made to be an exciting season for any West Ham fan. And obviously we go into every year with that optimism that we're going to have a good year and go after it. So no, it's good times to be at it. And as I said, for me now as kind of an ambassador and to be a real fan myself, I'm excited to get an opportunity once again to mix with some of the fan groups, to spend some time with some of the Atlanta Ironworks guys and girls. And I think the great thing as well that Anton Ferdinand's going to be there as well doing some Q&A stuff. So it's going to be a real party atmosphere. And as you said, for me and you on the ground in Atlanta as well, it's really going to be a special year for soccer. And to be a small part of that's a great time to be around it.
Yeah, for fans out there listening, there's going to be a great event on Saturday night. You and Anton, correct?
Yeah, me and Anton will be there. And I know John Spector's obviously going to be there with his... Obviously, his connections not only with West Ham but Man United as well. So yeah, look, it's going to be a great time, and I was fortunate enough to spend some time with the fan groups in Nashville and Jacksonville last pre-season. And as I said, for me now as someone who's sort of a little bit older, and to be able to go and have a beer and have a chat and share some stories about the club we're all so passionate about is really, really special. And I think for anyone who enjoys the game of soccer, to be able to see four Premier League teams in one day in our city is just a great thing. And if that can't help and inspire and grow the game, which is obviously what we're all trying to do, then what else will?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Make sure you're following West Ham's social media accounts and the U.S.-based social media accounts as well for details on that event Saturday night and how you can get involved. Jack, why is it important for you to continue your association with West Ham? Why do you take so much time of yours to support the club and all that they do?
I think when you talk about West Ham, everyone talks about the West Ham family, and it's such a unique club, Jason. Like, once you're part of it, you kind of can never let it go. And obviously West Ham, with such a rich tradition of bringing through young players, and obviously as a young player myself, who kind of went on that pathway, they're so supportive. So for a young player to go through the pathway and obviously contribute for the first team, there's always that very special bond. And it's funny, I'm away in Singapore at the moment with Dean Ashton, Ricardo Vaste, James Collins, all the legends of the club, and there's a real special bond. So for this group of players now working under Graham Potter, they've got an opportunity to do obviously something really special, and it'd be interesting to see in years to come how their sort of relationships continue to grow. And I think the great thing as well, you can see, especially being in the US now, the growth of West Ham, and West Ham are massive is obviously one of the big songs, but it's great. It's not only just Arsenal, Man U fan. You see West Ham shirts around, and even down in Huntsville, there's the odd West Ham shirt flying around. So it's great to see. And obviously for yourself and I, who are soccer nerds and want to see the game continue to grow and that footprint grow and the quality grow, this is an incredible time to be in around soccer in the US.
I know we could get into goals and wins and things like that, but is there a favorite memory of yours with West Ham that kind of encapsulates that connection between you and the club?
Yeah, I think for me, there were probably two real moments that stood out, and for two very different reasons. I think when I speak to West Ham fans now, they always talk about the night I played against Millwall in the Cup. So I lost my dad 3 days earlier, and for a young player to go out and play against your league rivals, your arch rivals in any game is obviously very special. And that that sort of game against Millwall stood out for me because I was a young lad at the time, and the way the fans sort of stood there and supported me. And the game, unfortunately, being remembered for a lot of stuff that went on in and around it. But for me as a young man, sort of going out there and doing what I love, and obviously trying to represent for my dad as well, but to have that sort of love and support behind me was massive. And I think ever since that moment, there was always a sort of, I wanted to pay these people back who supported me through a very, very difficult time. And then obviously the second one when we got relegated was obviously frustrating, but to go up the season after and to do it through the playoffs at Wembley in front of sort of 80,000, probably 90% of them West Ham fans, was really incredible. So that season in particular, we had a great squad. And as I said, to walk out in Wembley in front of thousands and thousands of West Ham fans and to get your team promoted back to the Premier League was very, very special.
Jack, I know how much it means to you to have West Ham in Atlanta. You're a great ambassador for the game in Atlanta. You're a great ambassador for the club. And thank you, even in Singapore, for taking some time for us this morning.
No, it's always a pleasure, Jason, and I really appreciate the job that you guys do as well. So hopefully it'll be a cracker. As I said, for me personally, I'm looking forward to seeing my club in my home city and being able to spend some time with the fans and hopefully enjoy a wonderful game of football. And then obviously we get the chance to watch Man United after as well, so it should be a very special day.
Big thank you to Jack Collison, West Ham legend. Also, Atlanta soccer legend Jack Collison has been involved in a ton of different things here in the A, and he will be on hand along with many of you at the Premier League Summer Series 2025. West Ham playing Bournemouth at 2 o'clock on Sunday, August 3rd, followed by Manchester United and Everton at 5 o'clock. Get your tickets at MercedesBenzStadium.com and at Ticketmaster. And we'll have tons of coverage on 92.9 The Game and on the SDH Network as we get ready for these matches and on the day itself. Thank you for listening to this edition, special edition of Atlanta Soccer Tonight on 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey app, and the Off the Woodwork podcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.